So, does anybody remember last week?
No. I smacked my head pretty hard. I barely remember Friday.
You hit an edge and just flipped your back?
Yeah, basically I hit a jump and then I was pointed down and I was going really fast. And it was a powder day and I just jumped, hit this jump and then there was another jump that I didn't see. And I was like, oh, I better jump over it. I jumped. Overshot my nose into the ground. Boom, smacked me by the back of my head. Almost knocked myself out.
Sounds fun. That doesn't sound scary at all.
You know, I do that every day.
do that every day.
Here's the thing. People are afraid of a lot of things, but if you push your fear to the edge where it breaks, then you finally won't be afraid of that anymore. And you'll learn how to control your fear.
Insight from Max.
You can pray.
No.
You have to get the confidence, and I think he's the only person that gives you that confidence to go do that.
Right.
So, no, you.
I don't just go and all right.
I mean, there are certain things we should learn to stay away from, but you have to learn not to do.
I think
digging your snowboard nose right into snow. Going 60.
You,
there's definitely a lesson to learn, right?
Just like
everything. Yes. I want to say that bikers, you should meet my Uncle Trace. He is actually going through brain damage because he's done so many crashes on his bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had, this is actually...
That's why helmets are good.
He doesn't really wear helmets. And he's had... 13, and he's had a 14 last month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof. Concussions. Yeah. Concussions are real.
Brain damage right now. Your max thing that you're allowed to have before you get brain damage is actually 5. He's had too many
crashes. He should go kart. So. Huh?
So I wasn't even here.
Right. Uh-huh.
We were in Ephesians 5 and we were reading about, I need a note.
It's kind of how we walk, right?
Yeah.
And then there was two ways it talks about how we walk.
We were, you can walk in the dark or you can walk in the light.
Right. So we're supposed to walk in the light. And then there's something else Paul mentioned. Walk in another L.
Love,
right. We're supposed to walk in love and we're supposed to walk in light. Right? We'll get to Ephesians. We're still in Ephesians 5. We'll be in Ephesians 5:15. But Paul puts out one more way we should walk. In Ephesians 5:15, Jesse.
What we read?
All right, so circumspectly, so it's not foolish, he tells you it's not foolish, but it's wise. Now, did you know that eyeglasses, like those eyeglasses, spectacles, right? So can anybody guess what circumspectually means?
Circle.
Spectrally,
To bring a full circle.
To bring a full circle, like a circumference. Are a circle, right? But spectrally, what are we thinking? Spectrally is you're looking, right? So it's looking around. We need to look around.
I need
glasses
to look around.
Do what? Well, looking around. It literally means looking around if you look into Greek. And so we need to look around where we walk. right? Paul depicts that we live in a fallen world. There's a fallen world. There's a lot of dangers. There's a lot of traps all around us. And if we have access to a light, we should use it. It's just kind of one of those things. We should use it instead of walking around in the dark. It would be better. You know, there's better chance of us not stepping in the wrong spot. You know, I've stepped barefoot on dog toys, Legos, hairballs, because we have a cat. That was kind of nasty.
I do that
every day, too. It's like, squishy, no, no, not the gift. Oh, it's just a hairball.
My cat's eaten a whole squirrel inside.
Oh, ooh.
Left the skin.
Ew.
Okay, anywho.
Anywho. And I did all that because I thought I knew where I was going, and I don't need light. I've been walking this house forever, right? Now, Ephesians 5, verse 16. Angel, zigzag.
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
All right. Redeeming time. Now, we can't buy or sell time. Wish we could. You know, I wish we could control time. That'd be awesome. But we can make the best of our time that we have. You know, there are opportunities out there. Some of them are like the clearance items at Lowe's. And I don't know, you guys probably don't go to Lowe's or Home Depot a lot, but if you go the next day, they're usually gone because you hem and hawed and you went back the next day to get it, and then it's gone. Now, we still need to use discernment. You know, we can't just jump that opportunity. We need to use discernment. Yet, you know, we need to use the time that we have in the best way we can. And we need to focus on the positive and not the negative. You know, doing all we can to glorify God. Right? We need, that's our purpose, to glorify God in whatever we do. Right? And we need to use that time that we have, that God's given us, to the best ability we have. Verse 17. Max?
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
Alright, so Paul lets us know how to walk in wisdom. Right? And how to walk in wisdom is?
By doing what the Lord says. Understand what the Lord says.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how. So how do we do that? Good, it's good. James also, Max helps us out right there, but James helps us out with this question. In James 1, verse 5, literally.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all liberty and without and it will be given to him.
So wisdom comes by knowing God, following his word, learning about him, talking with him. You know, now that wisdom that God gives us, it's not $1 million without working for it. Right? It's not about how never to get in trouble. It's wisdom is how he should want us to walk, how we should respond, how we should learn from our failures, right? How we should treat others. You know, that's the wisdom he gives us. Ephesians, we're back in Ephesians 5, verse 18. Cassia, right? So it's not wise, right? We all know this. It's not wise to be drunk. You know, Paul calls drunkenness dissipation. Anybody know dissipation?
That's like being like disobedient or like not being aware of your own self, you know, at that time.
I could see it.
Not being aware of the will of the Lord because you're in that state of mind or whatever.
Right. Yeah. So it's, yeah, you are exactly right. It's also could mean like it's waste. Yes.
Squandering of money, energy, or resources.
Right, because you don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I got that from my brain.
You are you're like a walking dictionary. But I can see where Max is going. It's because you're not thinking right, and because you're not thinking right, you're being wasteful, right? You're not using your time properly, right? You're squandering, or you're fretting away such things as money, resources, or energy. You know, people try to drink away their problems. But it's a trap. It only postpones the problem. And in most cases, it just adds to that problem. You know, because it starts this cycle of where you need more wine because you still have that problem. So that next day, you need more wine. And then the next day, you need more wine. The next day. It's this ongoing cycle. Plus, you don't need alcohol to have fun. You guys have fun, right? You don't need alcohol. Huh?
Well, that's my dad.
Certainly, he doesn't need alcohol. You know, it's there's some people who don't have a problem, but there's definitely an easy way to get into that problem of having it where you need it. Yes?
There might be a thing where it's don't be drunk, but you can still drink. You know, like if you're able to still use your time wisely and be able to function without, like, being, you know.
Right. Right, and there is a difference between drinking to get drunk versus just
drinking.
There is that, but
yeah, well, no, but I don't partake in that one. Only at church, so that's still grape juice anyway.
Right, but it is one of those things as far as it's a slippery slope. But you don't need it to have fun. You can have fun without it. Commercials, they're only trying to sell you a product. They don't care about you. They don't care what's best for you. All they want is your money. Proverbs 23, verses 29 through 35. Jesse, you want to read that? Next.
When it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly, at the last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse thought things. Yes, you will be like one who was. Down in the sea, you are like one who lies at the top of the mast.
People who drink to get drunk have woes. They have sorrows. They are contentious. They have complaints. Wounds without causes, at least ones they could remember. And they have redness of eyes. Most of them see a small portion to the small or to the huge picture. You know, they see how the alcohol makes you feel, or they only care about how the alcohol makes them feel, but they don't see that result, the end result, where it's the whole picture. Foolish decision making, the perverse actions and words, and the pain that it causes others, and maybe you, that morning after. with this cold weather up here, and this is true fact, happens too many times that people get drunk, go out, and they fall asleep or pass out, and they literally freeze to death. It happens on the reservation a lot, I guess. But they literally freeze to death. Plus, people cannot judge how much they have. People will say they can, but know if there's enough, and then they're like, oh, well, I'm good enough to drive. I only live that far. And it's a trap. You know, I've seen things firsthand, and I've made bad decisions. You know, and I'm embarrassed about some of those bad decisions I've made, or all the bad decisions I made. You know, you need to trust me. I've made enough alcohol's help. You know, I don't need help to go down a bad path. Because when you're drunk, you give control to that alcohol. You know, you're no longer in control. Paul clearly states that it is better, it'd be so much better if we give control to the Holy Spirit. Give control to God, not something else that's going to make you do a foolish thing. Luke 21, 34 through 35. And I skip Stephen. You want to read that?
But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with
carousing,
drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day comes on you unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare on all those who on face of the whole earth.
To walk in wisdom is to avoid snares and traps. That's a challenge in itself, right? We need to be, you know, you need to be awake. You need to be aware of things. You need to be circumspectly looking where we go. You know, nobody needs to make things harder, right? Alcohol, drugs, anything that impairs your judgment is not helpful. Not helpful in this walk, and we should stay away from those things. Ephesians 5, verse 19. Angel?
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Now I know, we were just over there, right? And I know some of you guys can sing. You? Now, people like me can't carry a tune in a bucket, right? Even if I could, I'd swing it off beat, right? Now, Paul's not saying that all Christians have an angelic voice. You know, he's saying that's how we should speak to one another. Again, we're not living in a musical where all of a sudden we're just going to burst out in song and dance. I wish, that'd be kind of crazy, wouldn't it? Have you seen those movies that all of a sudden, how does everybody know the dance moves down the street?
They just do.
They just do.
Because they need the movie and stuff.
Don't spoil the magic. How fun would that be? But that's not the way real life is. Now, if we are thinking, you know, we're supposed to be thinking about others. However, there's a difference. We're not supposed to be worried about people judging our singing voices. Instead, we should want people to see how joyful we are and how much we don't worry about the little things. How much we don't worry about the little things because worshiping God is so much more important. Right? So don't be afraid of that. But Paul's talking about speaking with one another, right? Talking with one another. And having a melody in our heart. So if we're doing that, if we're speaking that way, we already kind of allude to it. You know, if this was like a musical, how would we be?
Pretty happy.
Pretty happy, right? There's a little bluebird singing on my shoulder, right?
You're not Ariel.
Ariel, that's a crab. Or a stork. but we'd be really happy, right? It'd be a more joyful world, we could say. You know, our attitudes, they'd be horrible, right? Be just... Only if we were the villain in that. You know, we'd be polite, happiness, and thankful. You know, wrapping it all up, putting a bow on it, we'd be living in a Hallmark musical.
Right?
It's the same one, just different people.
Yeah. I married this guy who was wrong for me. Oh, my childhood sweetheart from kindergarten? Yes.
You just spoiled my afternoon. Thank you. now, Psalms, he speaks about three different songs, if you will. Psalms are written down wisdom passed down from anyone? From God. Right, Jesus Christ, God. Now, hymns are talking about God. And spiritual songs are talking about how God has impacted our lives. Now, if you didn't notice, all three have something in common.
They sound the exact same.
They all show that God, or some way, God has helped us figure out something.
That's even better than what I had written. That's good job. I just said that I got in it. I just went simple. Y'all explains things. No, that's awesome that you learn. There, God has something for all of us. You know, God is in the center of each and every one of those things. And that's how we should be acting. It's keeping God always present. Ephesians 5:20 through 21. Max.
Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to the fear of God.
So with God, we have a lot to be thankful for. You know, we sometimes need to be reminded of that. Although we don't forget, get absent-minded. We just get a little bit absent-minded on how blessed we are. You know, sometimes we see somebody struggling and we realize how blessed we are. Not that it's good that they're struggling, but you just know that you need to, it's nice to help other people. And helping other people is a great way to get blessed. Because you feel blessed. And we are very blessed. There's a lot more people out there with have more struggles than we do.
We're richer than 90% of the world.
Not about certain things that America is very blessed over our countries. And you could boil down if you wanted money as far as poverty and stuff, but and there's a lot of struggles with that. But there's other things. You know, we have freedom. Now submitting sounds bad. You know, it sounds weak. especially to the headstrong people or competitive people, prideful people. You know, they want to be top of the mountain, right? Now, it comes from a military term. It comes from military terms, meaning order in authority. You know, in the army, there's ranks, right? There's ranks, like general to the privates. You know, privates are very bottom, right, when you go in, and then there's generals, and then you go 5 stars and 4 stars, and they go all, well, I went in reverse, but they go all the way to the top, right? Not saying that the general is always smarter or better than the private. That's not the case. However, there is a chain of command, and you have to follow the chain of command. You know, it's not about individuals. It's a team thing. You know, working together. Now, we may want to drive 120 miles an hour through town, right? We may just want to do that. Sounds fun, and we get there quicker. But because there's other people on the road...
That's who I'm worried about. I'm not worried about myself.
Well, there's also failures in the car,
yeah,
where you could injure yourself, but you could injure other people, especially being in an uncontrolled situation.
Yep.
Yes?
A team. Think of a team. It's not the team. It's not the players with the best team. It's the team with the best players.
What she's saying is that all the team, if the players work together,
yeah,
right? If they work together, if they work as a team, they actually work as a team, it's better than just that team with a couple good players.
There is no I in team, but there is me.
There is me. So eat your meat. And there's a may.
That's how my dad got cavities.
Eating candy. That would do it. Sugar. Sugar tastes good, but it's not good for you. So submission is a submission. Right? We have the same mission to glorify the Word of God. You know, it's not saying that we follow blindly. We don't follow people blindly, right? And do everything we say. You know, there is limits, but we should respect authority. You know, and maybe sometimes there's not a clear line of authority. Maybe it's like you're going up to a four-way stop. You know, it's, you could say authority, the person on the left has the authority to go first, right? Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I've only been, yeah.
I thought it was
left
off.
Maybe. No, I retook that test to remember because I was the same way. I was like, I thought it was the left. It's the person on the right that was whoever got there first.
Well, whoever gets there first, yeah.
To the right of them after.
The right of them after?
We haven't taken the test in about 40 years.
Y'all should take that again.
I think, honestly, that's what I think that should happen. After you hit like 40 years mark, you should have to take that test again.
Oh no, I like just renewing it. It's not so nice. It's so nice.
But don't think that happens. And then guess what happens then?
We car get accidents. Car accidents.
Yep. You're watching. You're you take off. Right?
Not if you're on your phone.
Huh?
I always just like.
Well, you should be on the phone, right?
Yeah, you should be on
That's
the phone.
Horrible. It is the law. It's a horrible habit because it's right there. It's right there. We should all have Bluetooth in our cars.
Obviously.
Yeah. So that's the lesson today. Don't be on your phones. ever again. Now, and now I just threw that in there and now I'm collected and fuddle. Thank you. So, sometimes you could say you're kind of the same station or same rank. And it's not about rankings, but, you know, sometimes some people need to say something. And you need to say something. You need to listen. Everybody needs to listen to everybody else's, what they have to say. And then you judge the information. Because you need to know if it's right or wrong. You don't do it rudely, but you need to find out what's right. You know, you need to be humble and kind. Why? Why is there this submission that we need to go through? I mean, be humble and kind to other people. Yes?
Because it's part of walking in love.
It is part of walking in love. Right? And then, but Paul also, it is walking in love. And the ultimate love, our ultimate love should be whom? God. Right? And that's why at the very end of it, it says that, you know, that submitting to one another in the, it's still not up there, 31, verse 31, that last one I did, 20 and 21.
Submitting yourself in the fear of God.
Because of the fear of God. Not because God is going to hurt us if we do something wrong. It's that we might hurt him. As far as we respect God so much that we don't want to disappoint him. That is the fear. Is we don't want to disappoint him. In Proverbs 4, verse 10 through 13. Cassia, do you want to read that?
I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her.
You know, walk in love, walk in light, and walk in wisdom. You know, all three of these work together to help us on our journey. If we learn and lean on God's instructions, he will light the path for us to follow. Still, we need to be watchful. We still need to be watchful and not stray away from the path. You know, stray and stay, there's only a small R, but makes a huge difference. Totally different words, right? Like following Google Maps, which is on Bluetooth, is that we make good time when we stay on the path. Staying in control and not letting traps take control away from us. Being joyful, thankful, respecting God enough to show respect towards others. And if all else fails, ask God for help. That's what he loves to do. He's hearing from us and he loves to help us. Michelle, can you close us in prayer?